Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Four strikeouts in a row by Skeens. And a 1-2. Bounced softly to third. Two hops for Hayes, who gloves and throws on to first to get the speedy Melton for the final out. Got to get this guy some runs. 1-0 Houston, eighth inning.
Narrator, they did not get that guy some runs. It's the second time in 3 weeks Paul Skeens has gone eight innings, given up a run, and taken the L. Eight innings. Eight strikeouts, a home run allowed, so that's the one run, a solo shot, and he gets hit with the loss. He's 4-6. Zangrilli summed it up nice. Skeens, eight innings, one run, three hits allowed, eight strikeouts, one walk, 99 pitches, 68 strikes, threw seven different pitches. First pitch strikes, 22 out of 27, working from ahead all night, and he was able to incite 21 swings and misses. Paul Skeens' last four starts have been absolutely dominant. In fact, you go back his last five starts, he's got a 1.04 ERA. He's allowed four earned runs in five starts. 34 and two-thirds innings. His record, 1-2. Pirates record, 2-3. And I think it was Caboli last night who tweeted out, are we going to stop being surprised when the Pirates offense lets Paul Skeens down? Nobody's surprised, and that's the problem. Nobody saw that last night and went, wow, this is totally new. We're not used to this. We are used to this. He's used to this. That's the issue. And he was asked about it last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you can only do so much. They guessed right. That was enough today. So gotta rewatch the game. I didn't watch much of our offense, but watch it again and see what we got tomorrow.
I don't know that I've ever heard that before, Dorn.
No, me neither.
What, does he sit there on the bench just covering his eyes the entire game? I mean, he should.
I mean, I would assume that, you know, all joking aside, I think I would assume that he goes back and watches his pitches on like an iPad or something and doesn't even pay attention to what's going on. Like, he's so, you know, just so himself, like, thinking that he has a job to do that he can't worry about anything else. Like,
no, that's a good point. And he says he knows the hitter's game plan going in, and he's not paying attention to it from that standpoint while he's pitching. He's not thinking, wow, we know when it's low, let it go, when it's high, let it fly. Like, that was the old knuckleball thing you would say about, like, Tim Wakefield. He's not sitting there going, wow, were they letting it fly today? Or were they taking the low pitches? I mean, you know, when the defense was on the field when you were playing in college or the NFL, you're breaking down, you're looking at Polaroids back in those days, right?
With the with those papers.
They're in a cover two shell, Doran. Here, look, here's the still frame photo.
You couldn't even see it, honestly, and I would just be like, whatever, all right. Like, and I just crumpled it up, throw it on the ground. Couldn't even see it. Paper. Oh, that's old. That's so funny.
People have asked this question over and over again, and now it's not so much a question as much as it is, it's just stated as a fact. Man, Skeens has got to be pissed. Of course he does. Here's how I was explaining it to my wife last night, and she likes watching the Pirate games on as background noise in the summertime. Even when I go to sleep early and I'm watching a game, she'll leave Greg Brown and Neil Walker or Greg Brown and John Wayne are on, Bob Block, because she just loves the sound of baseball. Usually if the Pirates are 16 games under 500 or whatever they are right now, by this time in the year, my anger has subsided. I have reached apathy mode. I'm watching the Pirates basically for this job and at times on the weekends as background noise. It's different now because you've got Skeens. Mm-hmm. And we've been used to watching bad baseball. The TV ratings for the Pirates are always good because we're used to it and we're going to watch it even if they flat out suck. This is nothing new. But the visceral anger, the legit sports anger that I feel watching a game such as last night, I don't remember as a Pirates fan. This guy takes the ball every fifth day. He knows he's got to be perfect. And here's what's so special about him. I got to be damn near perfect. And then he is.
Yep.
There's so much pressure on him. Go out there, give up nothing. And he basically does that. And they can't do right by him.
Mm-mm.
And I find myself, more often than not, every fifth day, actually getting mad watching the Pirates. And that's me. There's nothing I can do to affect the outcome of these games. If I feel that way, he absolutely has to feel that way, Doran.
Yeah, he does. But he obviously is very young and he's still very new to Major League Baseball, and he knows he's good, but you know, he's one of those athletes that isn't gonna, you know, it's not in a cocky way, but he knows what he got. He knows what he can do. He knows what he should do and can do. But he's like, he takes the greatest approach. I mean, he's like, I just got to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really worry about anything else because I can't control that. You know, if you can't control it, it's like, I just got to do what I got to do. And that's kind of how he looks at it. Like, you know, his resume, if that's important, and that will be important at some point in his career and as the older he gets.
Sure.
Even like right now, like you still want to put up, you know, good numbers. You want to showcase your skills. I mean, just like Callis. I mean, he's very prideful and wants to practice. And for this game coming up on Saturday, every athlete wants to do well. But there's going to come a time where it's gonna break through, I think. You know, it's going to be like, okay, like, what are we doing?
Eventually, you're going to go in and you're going to beat up a Gatorade cooler, or you're going to flip a table, or you're going to spout off post-game. And no one would blame him for any of those things. I generally don't care when guys do stuff like that. It's emotional. It's your job. It's your passion in a lot of cases. And if things aren't going right, especially if you've done your job,
right,
it's got to drive
all
you
the time.
Nuts.
If you're doing it all the time, not just like every once in a while, it's like, oh man, I had a good outing. I was kind of just so-and-so. I had another good outing. But whenever you're consistently having that pressure and consistently coming through, yeah, that'll wear on you after a while. After a while.
He's under 500.
Yep.
That's insane. And I have a lot of friends who are Mets fans. And one of them texted me in my West Virginia group chat last night. And he said, man, they let Skeens down again. Yes, they did. And he said, it reminds me of early career Jacob DeGrom. This is something that Callis has brought up a couple of times. DeGrom, A, wasn't as good as Skeens. He just wasn't. And he still finished with a winning record each of his first 2 years. And he finished with a winning record in 5 out of his first 6 seasons. 6 out of 7. 7 out of 8. 8 out of 9. That's bad and fast math by me. 8 out of 9 seasons, he finished with a winning record. Skeens is about to go, I mean, 1 out of 2 if things keep going down this path. I mean, Jacob DeGrom went 9-6, 14-8, then 7-8, 15-10, 10-9, 11-8. And his record should have been better in each of those seasons, so I understand the point. But Paul Skeens has a career ERA. This is insanity. A career ERA of 1.99. His career ERA is under 2. And he's got a losing record this season. There's not really a sexy question I can throw out there, some nuanced topic. I can just open up the phone lines at 412-928-9370 and say, hey, if you've got stuff you want to get off your chest like we are today, feel free. We'd love to chat with you.
Well, I think the stamp here, and maybe it's not a question, maybe more of a statement, is that this is the polarizing reason why Cherington needs to go. This is the reason why, if there's a justification of why he should stay, this is more of a justification of why he should go. Because he is the reason why that this is happening, in my opinion. Now, people want to say, obviously, Nutting and ownership, but like he is putting the teams together. In the offseason, he did not do anything to surround Paul Skeens with help.
Nothing.
Zero. This is the justification of why Ben Cherington needs to go at the end of the season and can't be a part of this next regime, which is probably going to be Donnie Kelly and hopefully somebody else. This is the reason why. You can't have this happen. You can't have Paul Skeens go in there and pitch like he does and lose these games whenever he has a 1.99 ERA in his career. Like, this just can't happen.
It's going to happen to Bubba Chandler when he gets up, right, too. The number two prospect in all of baseball. I'll put an exclamation point on what was a very good promo cut by you there, Dickerson. His big offseason acquisition, Spencer Horwitz, he got yanked in the final inning last night, and Tommy Pham pinch hit for him.
Yep.
So the guy that is supposed to be your solution at first base, because there's a lefty on the mound, you pinch hit one of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball for him, and that's supposed to be the guy that's going to play, what, 130, 140, 150 games for you at first base? And you replace him with the guy that shouldn't be here to begin with. Are you freaking kidding me?
Huh.
Meanwhile, there's all kind of trade deadline primers being thrown out there by national media members. This one from Jeff Passan. Passan? I do this every time. Jeff Passan of ESPN. He wrote all the buyers and sellers. Obviously, he put the Pirates in the sellers category. And he gave an objective for every team in Major League Baseball at the deadline. The objective he wrote for the Pirates: continue the ruse of acting like they want to win when the approach suggests otherwise. If ever there were a time for this organization to get embarrassed into acting correctly, this would be it. But I don't know how anybody could have any faith that they will. That is the biggest insider on the biggest network saying that he believes their objective at the deadline, continue the ruse of acting like they want to win when the approach suggests otherwise. That is as scathing gets. And that's where we are. You're wasting Paul Skeens starts almost every time out. You're going to move guys out at the deadline, and it's just going to be rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic because the guy who's going to be making the trade shouldn't be here anyhow.
Yep.
Your thoughts on all this, 412-928-9370. We'll put this into some historical context when we come back. Just how rare is it for a guy to pitch this well and continue losing?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Paul Skeens, a hard luck loss again. One bad pitch, it gets deposited in the left field seats. You go 8 innings, you give up one run. That should be good enough to win the game. You should be winning, I don't know, 9 out of 10? 10 out of 10!
Yep.
I did think in real time, too, he should have gone out there for the ninth, too. And I know that he had thrown 99 pitches.
Uh-huh.
I think I had to let him start the ninth.
Uh-huh.
And I realize you bring in your closer, basically, who's pitched really well.
Santana, yeah.
He's, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't expect him to give up two.
No. No, he's been... They've had a few bright spots in the bullpen. He's been the brightest spots.
Yep.
He's been very good this year. In fact, if the Pirates wanted to trade him at the deadline, I wouldn't blame him. I mean, you can get a lot for a really good reliever, and you're not winning with or without that guy, but that's besides the point. I probably would have let Skeens go back out there in the ninth. 99 pitches... Let him top out at 110, 115, just mm-hmm. get an out or two.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a couple guys roll over. That's probably besides the point, too. There's some very disturbing historical context here, Doran. So, Skeens' last five starts, 104 ERA. He's 1-2. The Pirates, 2-3. Paul Skeens is the first pitcher since Pedro Martinez in the year 2000 to lose twice in a season in starts where he goes 8+, one run, one or fewer walks, and 8+ strikeouts. That is disgusting. And here's the historical context. So you go back to the year 2000, that's the only time that that's happened in the last 25 years. Mike Scott faced a similar fate in 1986. Then Jim Bunning in 1967, Mike Prendergast in 1914. That's the start of World War I, damn it. Walter Johnson in 1913 and Ed Walsh in 1910. It's happened to seven guys. They've been playing baseball since the Civil War.
Mm.
And it's happened to seven guys. I'm surprised he holds it together the way that he does in the postgame, honestly. And I think he does a good job. You discussed this in the first segment of compartmentalizing. Like, I can just go out there and control what I can control. And that is a healthy mindset.
Yes.
That is the mindset he needs to have, or else he is going to go absolutely ballistic. But I'm a little bit surprised it hasn't happened. And I wonder how many more it would take for the dam to break, Doran.
Yeah, I do wonder. I don't think it'll break for a while because I think that he realizes he's very intelligent, very intelligent guy, clearly. I think that he realizes that the perception of him in baseball, in sports, is Paul Skeens, then the Pirates. And not that he wants it to be that way. But this is my opinion of what I think that he thinks. Like, okay, it's me and the Pirates. It's not me on the Pirates. It's not me with the Pirates. It's not me playing for the Pirates, really. It's me, then the Pirates. Like, people can separate that.
You're right about that. Like I said, I had my buddies texting me last night, Mets fans. One's a Phillies fan. The other's an Orioles fan. Normally, the Pirates are 16, 18, whatever they are, under 500. They're not texting me about the Pirates all season.
Mm-hmm.
unless the Orioles and Pirates are playing or the Mets and the Phillies. They're not reaching out to me to be like, what the hell's going on?
No.
What the hell's going on is the Pirates are playing the way the Pirates always play. But now, nationally, every time Skeen starts and they perform like this, it is a national story. And Skeens knows there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I got to put in my 4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe less. Definitely not more. I put it in. And if I pitch the way that I'm capable of, I'm going to make $500 million bucks. And I'm going to go to a place. And if you're spending $500 million, a place where I can win.
Yep.
And you just got to put in your time.
Yep.
I said it last week. A lot of people feel bad for Paul Skeens. I have a hard time. Because he signed a $9 million signing bonus. His girlfriend is a supermodel who is also rich, who's doing splits in a thong on a runway for Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he's going to make at least, right, at least half a bill.
Yeah, I think he makes what Shohei just made.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that bad for him. And I saw Donnie tweet something to that effect last night. It's hard to feel bad for Skeens, but I actually do. Within the baseball context, of course you do, because he's historically good. People want to chime in. People want to vent at 412-928-9370. Dan in Mon Valley first up today. Hi, Dan.
Oh, you just stole all my thunder, but good morning, guys.
Morning.
I agree, too, where he's pitching for the next contract. He's mature enough at such a young age to where this doesn't bother him. I mean, it would a lot of people bother, but this guy's just different, and that's been proven. But I agree, he's got a lot to look forward to in life, and I wish him the best, but he's definitely not going to be pitching here long. But your underlining of the historical side of things is basically just shows you how poorly ran this organization is, and they still don't care, and they never will. And you know, it's tough to it's tough to watch, especially when you still watch the TikToks of Russell Martin gone deep. So we just have to grin and bear it. Hopefully we can see the light at the end of the tunnel someday that this organization will win again.
Thank you, Dan.
So take care. Thank you, guys.
Just get it off your chest, Pittsburgh, 412-928-9370. It doesn't even matter if you say exactly what we've said. It could be a cathartic experience for you again at 412-928-9370. You look at the names of guys who have lost twice in a single season, going eight innings, giving up a run or fewer, and striking out eight plus, and only three of them have happened since the dead ball era. Like, it's just ridiculous. And eventually, he's going to blow a gasket. Because I'm sitting on my couch. My blood pressure had to be through the roof last night. That's an unhealthy place to be as a sports fan for a team that ain't winning crap this year to be that invested because that guy is so historically good. Paul Skeens now has an ERA of 205. I mean, get out of here with that.
Yep.
205.
Yep.
I believe he does. He leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched. So, Paul Skeens, he was messing with the arm angle, and he's trying different pitches, and he looked a little different through a chunk of this season. And I was asking, why? What's going on? Well, he wanted to go deeper into ball games. He has. He leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched. And the strikeout numbers aren't as dominant as they were last year, but he's still striking out more than a dude an inning. When he found his groove last night, he struck out four guys in a row. Is Harry wearing a catcher's mask while producing the show?
He is.
Harry Baseball. Harry, you switched the camera angle for the YouTube stream, and still it's not positioned in a way where you could see your face. It's just a big dude
it
with his head cut
is.
Off.
Look.
It's just so funny because he's so excited to play in this game, rightfully so, but he's not even going to be like playing the field. But he's like wearing catcher stuff, and he's taking ground balls, and he's just going to be hitting.
I got to be ready.
For what?
Whatever comes my way.
You can hear his voice muffled. Is muffled because he's wearing a catcher's mask in the studio. All right, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We've got a Harry headline coming up in a second here. After the headline, we will get into what Jeff Passan wrote about who might be available at the deadline with these selling buckos.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texter makes a good point at 412-928-9370, Dorn. We said those are two historic losses for Paul Skeens. Only seven guys have suffered the same fate two times in a season, going eight innings, giving up one or fewer runs, striking out eight or more, and losing the game. He might end up with three, four, five, or six. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many times that's happened. I don't know. I don't even know how I would go about looking that up. I trust other people on Twitter.com to do it. But I can't imagine that's happened quite frequently.
Uh-uh.
So great. 412-928-9370. Jeff Passan, damn it, of ESPN wrote a piece about what every team is trying to do at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He wrote, obviously Skeens and Cruz aren't available. Super utility man Isaiah Kiner-Falefa has been excellent. Outfielder Tommy Pham always gets traded. Left-hander Andrew Heaney is still carving hitters. The Pirates also won't be opposed to shipping away the $36 million remaining on Key Brian Hayes' deal or the $76 million still owed outfielder Brian Reynolds. Regardless of what they do, the Pirates are keen on keeping Skeens and trying to get the sort of return for him that Washington did for Juan Soto. Ain't nobody trading for damn Tommy Pham.
No.
DFA him. They DFA'd Rainey the other day. I can't understand why they didn't DFA Pham. You don't need to get something for him. You just need to not have him on your roster. Are you cool with trading Brian Reynolds?
I'm not, but I understand if they did, and especially if you can you know, get something back and then get the money off the books. But like, I think he needs to be a part of the build around process. I think that Cruz is obviously that guy if you're talking about position players that you want to build around. But I think that you need somebody like Brian Reynolds, who has played a lot more baseball clearly than Cruz, to help with that build around process too. I would not, but I could understand why they would.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a money out, money in thing, that's what I always say. Right. Like Mitch Keller, money out, okay. You don't want to spend the $15 million next season on Mitch Keller. You want to spend that $15 million on a hitter, I'm all for it. But I have to know that you're going to do that.
Right, exactly.
And the same would be true for Reynolds. I'm less inclined to trade Reynolds than I am Keller, though, because you've got such a surplus of pitching depth, and you've got none from a hitting standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you getting back in return for Brian Reynolds? If you were getting, and people hate this word, and I understand why there would be backlash on this, if you're getting two legitimate prospects that are knocking on the door to come up to Major League Baseball that are both hitters, that can be impactful, then absolutely I would consider it. But I'm not trying to subtract hitting from this team.
Right. Or, I mean, in and out. Like, if you're... I mean, if you get like a hitting prospect for Reynolds and then something else, like you're just kind of just doing the same dance.
Right. Now it's just a cheaper Brian Reynolds and younger, right?
Like that's it. Like, I mean, if that's why I wouldn't trade him. Like you need hitting.
And isn't it also a bad look, and they should care about such things, that you finally give a guy a $100 million contract and then what, the next year or the year after that year, you trade him away?
Mm-hmm.
And I know he got off to a slow start. He always gets off to slow starts. He's turning it around here. And for a good baseball team, a player like Brian Reynolds is incredibly valuable because you know what he's going to give you every year.
Yep.
His last 2 years, 24 homers in each season, 88 RBI 1 year, 84 the other, 791 OPS last year, 790 OPS the year before, 807 OPS the year before that. This is a solid hitter who's going to give you basically the same thing every single season. I don't want to part from that.
No, I mean, but he would be a sexy trade piece if I were a contending team that had a lot of hitters because, you know, he wouldn't have to be the guy and I could just place him within, you know, my lineup that I think he would play better because he wouldn't have to play great all the time.
Yeah.
I think he would actually be a better baseball player on a pretty decent team that has a bunch of hitters.
I'm with you on that. I mean, he hits third for the Pirates. If he
was six.
Yes.
Right.
He'd be
a really good player.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% on that. And I've said it about Key Brian Hayes, too. On the right team, he provides value.
Yep.
Because he can pick it at third. He can't hit worth a lick. And the eye test was telling me this. We talked about this yesterday. He looks like a better hitter. No, all his numbers are worse. It's insane. He's at least stayed healthy, but what good has that got him?
Mm-hmm.
Guy can't hit. He's as good a defensive third baseman as we've ever seen. Guy can't hit, but if you're a team that can hit, that value is there. And that is money that I would say is fine to save. Like, if they could find a taker for Key Brian Hayes, I would do it immediately.
Yes.
And that would make it interesting with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, whose deal's up at the end of the season. Part of me wants to trade him while the value's high and see what you can get for a guy that's top five now in the National League in batting average.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's got no power. It's very bizarre. He's sort of a throwback player.
Yep, good hitter. Just contact.
If I trade Hayes, ideally that guy's my third baseman now.
Mm-hmm. But what are you going to pay him? You're going to pay him next year?
But then you have to pay him.
And then there's the money that you...
And he could always revert back to the guy he was before the last two seasons who couldn't really hit all that well.
But he's also, whenever it's all said and done, he's a utility player
right.
Like on a good team.
So. Yeah. He's not an everyday shortstop.
No.
I guess as we're talking around it here, I mean, is there anybody that is untouchable apart from Cruz or Skeens? Like the right offer. I wouldn't be looking to trade Reynolds. The right offer would have to be there. But anybody else, I guess,
I mean,
I'm up for discussion.
Bubba Chandler?
Starkey was talking about an interesting hypothetical yesterday on his show. The Red Sox have the number one prospect in all of baseball. He's a hitter. Pirates have the number two prospect in all of baseball. And Chandler, he's a pitcher. I would make that trade.
They need, yep.
I would make that trade in a second.
Right.
And that is in no way saying that I don't think Bubba Chandler is going to be very good for the Pirates. I'm super excited about Bubba Chandler. But they got pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They got no hitting, and you'd be taking the number one pitching prospect and flipping them for the number one hitting prospect. I would do it. I wouldn't even think twice.
Yes.
That's the only way I'd probably do it, but I wouldn't think twice about that if the Red Sox were down to play that game. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, make Reynolds the DH next year, bring in another corner outfielder. Again, ideally, yeah. Like what you're talking about, on a good team, you slide him down a little bit in the order, you know what you're going to get from him. And yeah, he probably should be a designated hitter. We talked about Kutch the other day. I'm not trading Kutch unless Kutch requested to be traded, and I don't think Kutch would request to be traded. Different guys want different things. And Andrew McCutchen may just want to spend the rest of his career in Pittsburgh, and I wouldn't blame him for that. 412-928-9370. Who would be untouchable for you? We're reacting to what Jeff Passan wrote from ESPN about the Pirates at the deadline. 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We got a spicy topic coming your way in the 7 o'clock hour. Doran's all fired up. I'm fired up because he's fired up. So looking forward to that. Someone texts in, trade Starkey for a bag of bagels.
Bagels, huh?
I went to a good bagel joint by Ice Castle in Castle Shannon the other day. I forget what it's called. Outstanding.
Really?
Out of this world.
What'd you get?
I wish I could give him a plug. I got a jalapeno cheddar bagel.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably really good.
With some jalapeno cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom trip wasn't all that fun. Can't handle it the way I used to.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
So good. I feel like more and more good bagel joints are popping up around here. You a big bagel fan?
Yeah. Yeah. I like breakfast sandwiches with bagels.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, are you a bagel guy?
I try to stay away from carbs, though, you know. So.
Yeah, but what about before?
Oh, like, they're good.
Like pre-180.
Yeah, they're good.
Love a good bagel.
Yep. I like the cinnamon raisin with just regular cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good. Very good. Strawberry cream cheese on a regular bagel.
That's what my wife got.
Love it.
Get out of my wife's head.
Yep.
Get out of there. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19, and Peters Township. If you want to help out and donate for this Fan 5-Alarm Marathon, but you can't come out and see us tomorrow, all you got to do, pay attention closely, folks. Text FIRE, F-I-R-E, FIRE, to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. That text always works out nice for the Feed the Need Radiothon. Just super easy way to donate. We're helping out firefighters here, people. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. FIRE. I probably didn't need to spell FIRE, did I?
No.
Texter, Three Brothers Bagels over in Aetna is also amazing. Yes, it is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We got great bagel shops popping up left and right, Doran. Mm-hmm. Love a bagel. Texter writes in, no, if you move IKF in a trade, Nick York is your third baseman of the future. Everyone's all excited about Nick York. And I'm looking at his stats. He got a 704 OPS in AAA, people. Now, over a couple of seasons in AAA, he's got an 844 OPS. That's good. If he had an 844 OPS this year, if he was matching his career AAA number, I would be very excited about Nick York. But he got a 704 OPS, 366 slug. He's not hitting with any power. That's why he's not up here right now. Like if he were doing what he had done in the minors before, he'd be up here. And he got the cup of coffee last season, didn't play a lot, 11 games. He had a 664 OPS. Forgive me, I can't get excited about Nick York. Doesn't mean he can't be a good major league ball player. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I know the nuances of the guy's swing. But we got blown up on the text line. We were talking about trading IKF. Nick York. Maybe. I'm not super optimistic, though, right now. How could you be?
Barry saw him.
And it wasn't great. I had just a cup of coffee, but still. Then someone texts in and says, no, Nick Gonzalez is your third baseman if you trade Key Brian Hayes. Okay. So then what do you do at second? And they replied, IKF. You have no options.
Mm-hmm.
And this gets back to your point about Ben Cherington.
Right.
Like, you move guys, you don't have the replacements readily available. And it was really good to see Nick Gonzalez back in the lineup last night. He legs out that infield hit. So the ankle's fine, great. They've missed him this year. There's no doubt about that. But whether he plays third or he plays second or he plays short, you're going to have holes in the infield. And that's the other thing. Who's your shortstop? You don't have a shortstop. This is a disaster.
Then you go through the process again of moving guys to positions just because you have them on the roster and them playing out of position. Like, I don't know. I guess Nick Gonzalez is a true second baseman, I would believe.
I don't think he's got the range.
I mean, but what
or
is
the arm to play shortstop.
Right. Like, why you're going to move him to third or short? Like, you're doing the whole process over again.
Right.
Moving guys around that aren't in their natural positions.
Right.
It's a Ferris wheel. Stop. Quit it. We get it. Like, you're not fooling us. You don't want to spend money to get natural position players. You just move the guys that are on your roster and say, oh, you're athletic. You can play here.
It's a Ferris wheel.
It's ridiculous. And I'm sick of it.
My daughter watched The Sandlot for the first time the other day. And when they all got that chew in there, I had to fast forward the scene because they're all puking. She's terrified of puke.
Oh, Jace is the same way.
That's
he can't
right.
hear the song.
That's right. He hears the song. He's freaking out.
Yeah, and yeah. He's 10 years old. Like, he's like, nah, like, I'm good. Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Because of your son and because of her aversion to vomit, I fast forwarded it.
Yeah.
If we weren't talking about Jace being scared of the vomiting and the song, I would have let her watch it and she'd be right in the same boat. She'd be exactly in the same place.
Yep.
And that's where the Pirates are right now. It's just a Ferris wheel. It's a carousel of guys moving from position to position, and they're not throwing up, but we are watching them. So thank you, Ben Cherington. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, this is what they're talking about today, Doran. Ken Carman tweets, feels like the first full day of great summer weather. Would you take rainy and 55 degrees all summer if it guaranteed an appearance in the World Series for the Guardians? Buddy, I would take 50 degrees all summer for the Pirates just to make the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I don't care. I want my weather. Like,
yeah, so you want to go to the pool with your kids and have experiences and all that.
So you're
that.
Not going to be able to go outside and you're just going to be stuck inside all
summer?
I'll
just start drinking pumpkin beers.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be drinking pumpkin beers by a fire. It'd feel like fall all summer long. I'd be watching old college football games. Hey, make it work.
For the Pirates to go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I would trade my summer in. I would trade all summer weather in for the Pirates merely to just qualify for the postseason.
Wow.
That's what I got going on.
Yeah, that's wild. That's
My beautiful wife last night, she's like, it's been a nice day. Why don't we go out on the patio, have a beverage, and just enjoy each other's company? And I said, no, babe. I have to watch the Pirates score 0 runs and hit 4 singles.
That's sad.
Is that sad? 412-928-9370. You can vote on the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. We have a very spicy topic to get to at the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up next, you hated to see it, man. Parnum tears his Achilles. That's the last thing you want to see. In OTAs, a guy's season over before it starts. Guess it's personal for you.
Yeah. Same exact almost day.
Don't you just feel awful for him? Or you can't because you've experienced it?
I mean, I did it literally on the same day, I think.
The same day?
Like literally June 3rd, yeah. I think so.
You're kidding me.
I swear.
Just running around and it explodes.
Same thing, yep.
Like football Final Destination. Well, it means the Steelers are back in on Jonnu Smith. Steelers also have a wide receiver visiting them tomorrow. We'll get into all that coming up at the top of the hour. Fan weather, though, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.